This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is a step closer to certifying the results of this month's election. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on the statewide audit that began this week.
County clerks have to double-check after every election that their tabulation machines worked correctly. They do that by entering a randomly selected group of ballots into software that compares them to election night tallies. Once all the counties finish their audits, they can make election results official. Any recounts, like the one expected in Colorado's 3rd District, will take place in early December. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A survivor of the Club Q shooting spoke publicly for the first time Tuesday. Anthony, who chose not to reveal his last name, suffered injuries from the shooting that left 5 people dead. He spoke about his experience during a press conference at the Centura Health Penrose Hospital. He expects to be out of the hospital tomorrow, but says he's unsure how he'll move on.
For my mentality, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel safe being around or with strangers anymore.
The suspected shooter in the attack on Club Q has a court appearance later this morning. State health officials fear we are heading into a rough flu season, and they're sending out reminders to Coloradans who are due for a flu vaccine. Those reminders go out as texts or emails. So far, more than 1.5 million Coloradans have had a flu shot for this season. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today in the 50s. It's colder tomorrow, with temperatures for Thanksgiving only in the 30s, and a chance for snow early tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.